History of Hammuladaro. The origin of the village is situated on 1618, as appears as an inscription on the base of the Cruz del Hammuladaro, which is located in the locality. Other information, however, seems to set the origin in the 15th century. There is a legend that says that the Catholics monarchs stop in front of the cross in the village to pray on their way to release us Granada from the Moors. The historians who have studied the conquest of Antequera in detail seem to agree that it owes its name to a pledge made by Infante Don Fernando, who accepted the leadership of the Moors in the face of the sword of San Fernando. The other knights there on the day followed suit and made the same pledge. After the battle, a cross was erected on the spot that the Infante Don Fernando received the sword. The country houses that exist within the municipality are very isolated, given that they were once the houses of noble-born well-to-do families from Antequera. As for the village itself, the two materials that are seen in abundance are lime, on the walls of the houses, and cement. The urban layout is almost entirely straight and square. Its economy is based on light industry, and taking into account the size of the region it is in, the industrial estate can be considered quite large. Cattle farming and forestry are two additional elements of the town's economy as well. It is generally understood that on a social level the inhabitants of this town identify more with those from the Sierra Sur de Sevilla, which is due to the fact that the majority of them are laborers in some kind of industry and not agricultural workers. Anyway, overall agriculture is not important like it is in other towns and villages, while there is a wide range of alternatives instead: textile, olive oil production, carpentry workshops, metalwork warehouses and others.